This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The Election Commission has revised the schedule for the ongoing special intensive revision of electoral rolls, extending the deadlines for the exercise in 5 states and 1 union territory. As per the revised schedule of SIR, in Tamil Nadu and Gujarat, the exercise will be completed by the 14th of this month. The deadline for Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and the Andaman and Nicobar Islands has been extended to the 18th of this month, while the deadline for Uttar Pradesh has been extended to 26th of this month. The publication dates for the draft electoral roll have also been revised. The Commission also noted that the enumeration period for Goa, Gujarat, Lakshadweep, Rajasthan and West Bengal ended yesterday. Draft electoral rolls for these states and UTs will be published on the 16th of this month. The Rajya Sabha held a discussion on election reforms yesterday. The discussion remained inconclusive. The House was later adjourned to meet again today. Earlier in the day, the Upper House concluded the discussion on the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of various development projects worth 1,387 crore rupees during an event in Imphal last evening. The projects cover a wide range of areas including health, education, road and highways, tribal development, agriculture and others. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu said these projects will generate employment, improve infrastructure and accelerate economic activity. The President arrived in Imphal yesterday on a 2-day visit to Manipur. The Finance Ministry yesterday announced a revised framework which stipulates the results of recruitment examinations will now be announced first for the SBI, followed by nationalized banks and subsequently regional rural banks. Similarly, results for all officer-level examinations within these categories will be declared initially, with clerical-level examination results announced subsequently in the same order. The ministry said that these initiatives seek to enhance transparency in examinations conducted by the Institute of Banking Personnel Selection. Employees State Insurance Corporation, ESIC, has approved a number of significant proposals intended to expand its operational coverage, upgrade infrastructure, and improve service delivery. This was decided at the 197th meeting of the ESIC, chaired by the Union Minister for Labour and Employment, Mansukh Mandavia, in New Delhi. During the meeting, the corporation approved the revised estimate for the fiscal year 2025-26. Besides, land acquisition has been approved for various upcoming facilities in different states, including 15 acres land for a 200-bedded ESIC hospital at Aurangabad, Maharashtra, along with an ESIC dispensary in Assam. The government has said that more than 3 crore suspicious user ID accounts used for reservation of railway tickets have been deactivated since January this year. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said this in a written reply to a question in Lok Sabha yesterday. He said the reservation ticket booking system of Indian Railways is a robust and highly secure IT platform equipped with state-of-the-art cybersecurity controls. The minister informed that Aadhaar-based OTP verification for online Tatkal ticket booking has been introduced in a phased manner to curb misuse and improve fairness in Tatkal bookings. Mr. Vaishnav said the new system is already operational in 322 trains. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal held a meeting with Italy's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Antonio Tajani in Mumbai yesterday. Building on the momentum to build a strategic partnership between the two nations, discussions centered on expanding trade, enhancing supply chain resilience, promoting technology partnerships and deepening collaboration in clean mobility, green energy, advanced manufacturing and food processing. The bilateral meeting was held on the sidelines of India-Italy Business Forum to mark a significant milestone in advancing bilateral economic cooperation between India and Italy. The forum brought together more than 150 Indian and Italian companies. Men's cricket, South Africa defeated India by 51 runs in the second T20 encounter of the 5-match series in Chandigarh. Chasing 214 for victory, India were bundled out for 162 with 5 balls to spare. Earlier put into bat, the visitors posted 213 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Quinton de Kock was adjudged player of the match. The 5-match series is now levelled 1-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.